Dragi prijatelji, evo došli smo do zadnje službe ovoga kampa. Dear friends, we came to the last meeting of this camp. I ono što mene veseli je da vidim puno srećnih obraza. What I'm glad of is that I see many smiling faces. To znači da svi znamo da smo bili blagoslovljeni, da nas je Božji duh posetio i napravio izmenu u našim srcima, u našim životima. Therefore we know that the Holy Spirit visited us and made a change in our hearts, in our lives. I to je svrha ovakvih kampova, da dođemo, da se okrepimo, ohrabrimo, izlečimo i da nađemo snage da krenemo dalje. And that's the purpose of this kind of meetings, camps, to get encouraged, to get healed, to get joy and to find strength for further journey. I eto, mi smo zahvalni našem dragom Bogu što smo mogli imati ovo divno zajedništvo u ovoj fantastičnoj atmosferi. I znajte jednu stvar, svako od vas dodao jedan dijelić te atmosfere. Jer kao što je rekao prorok, mi svi smo kreatori atmosfere. I mi smo bili oni koji smo kreirali atmosferu da se je Duh Sveti spustio i uživao u našem zajedništvu. And each and every one of us was a partaker, was the one that put his part into building this atmosphere. The atmosphere where Holy Ghost felt welcome and came and join us with these excellent services and fellowship we had. Tako da, za eto, prije nego što počnemo sa pevanjem i prije molitve, samo bi još uputio ove reči. Sada kad se raziđemo, imajte u srcima, u mislima ono što smo čuli ovih par zadnjih dana. Borite se, ne posustajte. Amen. Čitajte Bibliju, slušajte poruku i budite aktivni deo zajednice vašeg lokalnog tela Crkve Isusa Hrista i nemojte nipošto promasiti naš cilj. And the last words I want to encourage you is when we go home, just ponder the things we've heard over these last few meetings and days. Just read your Bible, listen to the message, pray, and don't let anything come, you know, and hinder you to reach that goal we all want to get to. Zato bi vas molio da ustanemo za reč molitve. Dragi nebeški Oče, eto, hvala ti što smo mogli imati tu priliku, to zajedništvo, to dragocjeno zajedništvo. I Gospode, mi smo ti tako zahvalni što si nam dao, što si nas posetio, što si se osjećao dobrodošao i što si nas posetio na tako fantastičan način. Gospode, mi vidimo izmjene u srcima ljudi, u obrazima, možemo čitati s njihovih obraza kako su doživjeli, Gospode, jedno novo iskustvo s Tobom, da su ušli u dublji odnos s Tobom, Gospode, i mi smo ti tako zahvalni. Došli smo ovamo sa svojim problemima, sa svojim tegobama, sa možda neki sa nemirom, sa pitanjima, šta god. I ništa drugo ti nismo donijeli nego samo naše probleme i iskrenu želju da se sretnemo s Tobom. A ti si bio tako ljubazan, ti si bio tako milostiv da si došao, Gospode, i popričao i radio sa svakim pojedincem, Gospode, i dao mu utjehu, i dao mu ohrabrenje, i dao mu izlečenje, dao sve ono što smo došli, Gospode, da tražimo. I tako, mi smo ti tako zahvalni što si naš dobar Bog, što si tako blag, što si tako nježan, što si tako ljubazan, što si tako dobar lekar. Ne samo lekar po pitanju ozdravljenja naših tela, nego lekar naše duše. I Gospode, mi smo ti zahvalni. I molimo te da ovaj blagoslov koji smo primili na ovim službama ne završi sad kad ostavimo ovo mesto, nego Gospode da nas prati kućama. Molimo te, Gospode, da nas čuvaš na putu, da šalje svoju vojsku anđela, Gospode, da nas čuvaju na putu. kako bi mogli bezbedno i u ugodnoj atmosferi stići našim kućama. Molim te, blagoslovi propovjednika ovog jutra, Gospode, daj mu pomazanje, Gospode, i mi vjerujemo, Gospode, da ćeš kroz njega donijeti reč, našu hranu, našu nebesku manu, Gospode, kojom ćemo se nahraniti. Blagoslovi ovu službu, blagoslovi svoj narod, to te molimo u ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista. Amen. Možete sjesti.
Neka je slava Bogu da sve što čini. Amen.
Pevat ćemo prvu tu pesmu.
Amen. 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 Am Bracia i siostry, może usiądźcie.
Może się sami, może na sobie.
Jesteśmy Panu wdzięczni za to, że tutaj jesteśmy pomiędzy Wami.
Wszyscy są, że są między Wami.
Dziękujemy za to, że mogliśmy tutaj być, że mogliśmy ten czas tutaj między Wami spędzić.
Chwała, że są mogli być z Wami, było dziwne wreme, da provedemo z Wami.
Jesteśmy naprawdę zbudowani tą społecznością, tym słowem, które tu było głoszone.
I wszyscy gradzeni tym zajedniczem, z tym drużeniem, te reči. Amen.
Amen. Bracia i siostry, my tutaj jesteśmy z kilku zborów z Polski. Reprezentujemy tą oblubienicę z Polski.
Przedstawiamy nevestu z Polski.
I chcieliśmy też dla Was, dla Waszych społeczności przynieść pozdrowienia z Polski.
Amen.
Kiedy wrócicie do swoich domów, żebyście przynieśli pozdrowienia od braci i sióstr z Polski.
I donosimy wam, prenosimy wam pozdrowie z Polski od braci i sestara. I kiedy dojdete, kiedy się wrócicie w swoje domowe, także da pozdrawite wernike od nas.
Tak, naprawdę jesteśmy bardzo zbudowani i naprawdę jesteśmy bardzo wdzięczni Bogu za społeczność z każdym z Was.
I zaista smo veoma sretni za to zajedništvo i što smo proveli vreme sa vama.
Amen.
Tak, naš pastor z našeg zboru też prosił, kiedy tu będziemy, żeby pozdrowić wszystkich.
Da, naš pastor nas zamolio da pozdravimo sve vernike.
Tak, niech was wszystkich Pan Jezus obficie błogosławi.
Neka vas, da, amen. Neka vas błogosławi. Prvo zapravimo taj koros, dajemo ti hvala, amen. Možemo ustati, amen.
Dajemo ti hvala.
Przekład na język polski. Drogą jasną, ścieżką prostą, naucz iść do nieba bram. Daj, o Chryste, serce czyste, przepełnione łaską nam. Oczyść serce, pozbaw pychy, pomóż być posłusznym już, abym jako Ty, tak cichy, wąską ścieżką kroczył wciąż, wąską ścieżką kroczył wciąż. Uczyń serce me świątynią, w której Ty mieszkanie masz. Niech sprzeciwy moje zginą przeciw temu, co Ty dasz. Obym był przekształtowany według wzoru, jakiś dał, abym całkiem Ci oddany lśnił się blaskiem Twoich chwał.
Amen.
Tato píseň je modlitba. I my jsme vděční Bohu, že jsme mohli poprvé v životě vidět nevěstu Pána Ježíše v Srbsku. A tak musím říct, že jsem přemožen, jak je krásná ta nevěsta. Takový milí lidi. A tak jsme vděční, co jsme slyšeli o té, v těch kázáních, že spějeme do té zaslíbené země, do toho ráje.
Slyšeli jsme u propovědima, kde chceme jít si u tu obecenou zemi, v ráj.
O znamení jsme slyšeli.
O znaku jsme slyšeli.
A prorok říká, že poslušnost každého Božího slova nás opravňuje ke znamení.
Amen. I prorok je řekl, da poslušnost svaku njegovu reč.
Poslušnost každého Božího slova nás opravňuje používat znamení.
Poslušnost svaku njegovu reč daje nám právo, da imamo njegov znak.
A prorok říká ještě v jednom kázání, Pavel vězení Ježíše Krista, že apoštol Pavel sepsal Krista slovo a my se ho pokoušíme následovat. Apoštol Pavel, sepsal jako Krista slovo. Pavel sepsal Krista slovo v Biblii a my se ho pokoušíme následovat Krista tím, že posloucháme jeho slovo.
Apoštol Pavel napísal...
Apoštol Pavel
popsal Krista.
Prorok.
Amen.
A to chceme činit. A v tom kázání pokor se říká, že Bůh nikdy nedá svého čistého svatého ducha do nečistého neposlušného chrámu.
I u tom propovědi, u toj reči on řekl, že Bůh nechce dát nikomu svého svatého ducha u nečistou posudu.
A bratr nám sloužil, aby jsme byli čistí v manželských rodinách.
I brat jímal poruku, že budeme čistí u našich životima, u našich bračních životima.
A ještě odpuste citát v kázání, jestliže je Bůh s námi, kde jsou všechny ty jeho divy?
I on uzíma citát, jako je Bůh s námi, kde jsou svý njegovi, sva njegova čudesa.
A on říká, že slunce svítí, ale ty mraky zabraňují, že nemůžeme to...
Četujte, dešává se na slunce sija, ale dolaze oblaci, koji zaustavlají za prode to slunce, to světlo za
zemlou. A to je hřích a nevíra.
Ano, to je grech i nevera.
A chvála Bohu, brata nám právě od toho pomáhá, od toho hříchu a nevíra.
Sláva Gospodu, brata mi upravo pomogal, to co vidíme.
A on tam říká, poslušnost nejprve a potom diví.
Prvo poslušnost a onda čudesa.
Říká, chcete vidět zázraky?
Chcete vidět čudesa?
Chcete vidět zázraky? Já jo, já je chci vidět. Já nechci nějakou senzaci. Já bych chtěl vidět naplnění Božího slova.
Já chci vidět naplnění Boží řeči.
To slovo už tady bylo, že kulhavý poskočí jako jelen.
Amen. Jeho řeč káže na tě, oni, koji jsou chromí, tak to skáče.
A tady mezi námi jsou lidé chromí.
Amen.
Ale prorok říká, nejdříve se musíte stát vy zázrakem.
A slovo Božie govori, reč Božia govori, da vy morate da se desite ti čudo.
A teprve potom uvidíte zázraky.
I onda ćete vidjeti ostala čudesa.
A tak děkujeme Bohu, že jsme slyšeli slovo, které nás mění na zázrak.
A chvála Gospodu, že jsme slyšeli reč, koje nám donosí čudesa.
A tak bych si to přál, ještě vám to přeju, aby s Pavlem se známe už od mala.
Se bratom Pavelom známe se od malena.
Že by viděl při mně, zase já při něm, zázrak, že už nejsem ten nerozumný, potřeštěný, bláznivý a tak upovídaný člověk.
Aby viděli između sebe, da više nismo oni, što smo byli, jen nebo ona meni.
A tak tato píseň je modlitba, že to chceme. Chceš být zázrakem? Božím, já
jo. Je molitva, da my želimo, da budemo takni.
A pak uvidíme zázraky všude kolem nás.
I oni chtěli vidět sva čudesa mezi nás.
Tak můžete to zpívat s námi, zvednout ruku, kdo chce opravdu být tím Božím zázrakem. Jak bratr nám říkal, že chceme ten ráj, chceme to za slíbenou zem.
Já, to je dovolené, že želíme ten ráj, tu obecenou zemi. Ako želíte, můžete pívat s náma, to je molitva.
Oči srdce zbav nepýchy, zvášní pot nevyprosti, abych jako ty vždyť tichý kráčel stezkou krotkosti. Čistě, svatě čistě, nauč se stou k nebi. Dej mi, Kriste, srdce čisté, lásky víc, rač srdce vlít, lásky víc, rač srdce vlít. Kéž bych podoben byl tobě v každém činu myšlení, aby srdce v každé době plalo v svatém vznícení. Svatě čistě, svatě čistě, nauč se stou k nebi. Dej mi, Kriste, srdce čisté, lásky víc, rač srdce vlít. Lásky víc, rač srdce vlít. Urč mi
Učin srdce,
mé svým chrámem, čistou Boží svatyní. Nauč všemu přidat amen, co tvá ruka učiní. Svatě čistě, svatě čistě, nauč se stou k nebi. Dej mi, Kriste, srdce čisté, lásky víc, rač srdce vlít. Lásky víc, rač srdce.
Imamo još jednu pevačicu, našu sestru Rebeku iz Poljske. Od Rebeka. svaki dan njegova milost. Amen. Amen. Slava Gospodu. Dajte vam da proslavljamo stari na obećanju Hrista cara. Amen. Evo ćemo tu pesmu. Možete ustati. Da proslavljamo. Aleluja. Stari čvrsto na obećanju. Amen. Hrista cara. Aleluja.
Thank you. Želim da vas, možete sesti. Danas smo došli do zadnjeg jutra, zadnje službe. So we posle ove službe ćemo se rastati.
Got to the last service and after this service we'll part.
Želim da vam zahvalim svima koji ste ovdje.
I want to thank each and everyone that came here.
Na predivnom vremenu koje smo proveli zajedno.
For this wonderful time we had together.
Posebno našim propovednicima koji su došli iz.
Especially for all the ministers that came so far.
Iz raznih zemalja.
From many countries.
Brat John iz Kanade.
Brat John from Canada.
Brat Claude iz Australije.
Brother Claude from Australia.
Brat Thomas iz Novog Zelanda.
Brother Thompson from New Zealand.
Da i koliko razumem posle ovih skupova.
And as I understand after these meetings.
Oni odlaze dalje u Rumuniju.
They are going on to Romania.
Zatim će odbiti još neke zemlje.
And so they will visit some other countries.
Mi ćemo se moliti za njih.
And we will pray for them.
I vjerujemo da će Bog blagosloviti njihovu službu na tim.
And we believe that the Lord will bless their service.
Također bih zamolio sve njih da prenesu naše, moje i vaše pozdrave.
And furthermore, I would like to ask you to extend our greetings.
Zajednicama iz kojih dolaze.
To the congregation you are coming from.
Jer zaista ste bili blagoslov za nas.
Because you really were a blessing for us. Amen.
Hvala svima koji su se molili za mene ovoga jutra.
I would like to thank everyone that prayed for me this morning.
Teško je završiti završeni kamp.
It's hard to finish the finished camp.
Da, zato što je sinoćna služba bila vrhunac onoga što smo želeli.
Yesterday's evening service was a highlight of this whole meetings.
A službe koje su bile na ovom kampu.
And all the services that we've been on this camp.
Su upravo ispunile sve moje želje za ovaj kamp.
Or actually fulfillment of each and every desire I had for this camp.
Posebno je Božja prisutnost bila izražena na sinoćnoj službi.
So especially God's presence was here on last evening service.
I vjerujem da svi koji ste bili sinoć tu.
And I believe that each and everyone that attended that service.
Nećete nikada zaboraviti tu službu i to večer.
Won't ever forget that service. But
i to večer.
And that evening, yes, sorry, yesterday's evening.
Posebno se setite onoga što je brat Uroš rekao sinoć.
Do remember the thing that brother Uroš said last evening.
Pogledajte posebno tu zadnju službu.
Make pay special attention to this last service.
Zato što ćete imati i više vremena i bit ćete pod manjim pritiskom.
Because you will have more time and you will be under less burden.
Bit ćete sami u svojim sobama.
You will be alone in your rooms.
Svojim domovima.
Your homes.
I tada ćete moći pažljivo da slušate sve detalje.
And you would be able to hear each and every detail of the service.
I nemojte tu službu nikada zaboraviti zato što je upućena vama lično.
Don't forget it because it's meant for you personally.
Znate, iz svega toga svi mi možemo iz sinoćne službe i uopšte iz pristupa brata Johna tim službama možemo puno naučiti i mi propovednici.
From yesterday's service and also from other services of brother John from the approach he took we can learn much.
Sa koliko ozbiljnosti i ljubavi ulazi u sve to?
How many seriousness and love is needed.
Jutros oko 5 sati sam čuo iz njegove sobe glas brata Brahama koji govori o mladim ljudima.
At 5 a.m. this morning I heard the voice of brother Branham from his room.
Tako da znate da je ostavio svoje srce spremajući se za te službe.
So we all know that he left his heart for all these services.
Budući da treba da idemo dalje, ustaćemo za trenutak da bi pročitali samo nekoliko dva mjesta iz pisma.
We have to go on now and we read two places from the Holy Scripture.
Prvo ćemo čitati iz Mateovog evanđelja 6. glava.
First we'll read from Matthew 6th chapter.
Čitat ćemo 5. i 6. stih.
5th and 6th verse. Matthew 6.
I kad se moliš Bogu, ne budi kao licemeri. koji rado po zbornicama i na raskršću po ulicama stoje i mole se da ih vide ljudi. Zaista vam kažem da su primili platu svoju. A ti kada se moliš, uđi u klijet svoju i zatvorivši vrata svoja, pomoli se ocu svome koji je u tajnosti i otac tvoj koji vidi tajno platit će tebi javno.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
A sada možemo otići do Lukinog evanđelja, 24. glava.
Now we'll turn to Luke 24th chapter.
Čitat ćemo samo jedan stih.
We'll read only one verse.
I mi ćemo završiti čitanje pisma za danas.
And by that we will finish the reading of this entering one.
Znači, Lukinog evanđelja, 24. glava, 49. stih.
So that's Luke 24:49.
I gle, ja ću poslati obećanje oca svoga na vas. Vi sedite u gradu Jerusalimskom dok se ne obučete u silu sa visine.
And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
Možemo se moliti.
Let's pray.
Nebeski Otče, pristupamo Tvome svetome tronu ovoga jutra.
Heavenly Father, we're approaching your holy throne this morning.
Dolazimo u ime Isusa Hrista.
We're coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jer znamo da sa slobodom imamo pravo da dolazimo pred presto milosti.
Because we know that we have a freedom to come in front of God's throne.
Na mnogo mesta u pismu nama je rečeno ne bojte se.
Many places in scriptures are telling us don't be afraid.
A posebno u našem pravu da pristupamo u molitvi prestolu milosti. Especially
in our right to approach the mercy seat with our prayers.
Apostol Pavle je napisao u Bibliji.
Apostle Paul said in the Bible.
Da sa slobodom pristupamo prestolu milosti.
That we can approach the mercy seat with freedom.
Evo nas danas pred tobom, Oče.
And today we are here, Father.
Na kraju našeg kampa.
At the end of this camp.
Želimo da ti zahvalimo za sve blagoslove i za tvoju prisutnost koja je bila sa nama. To je ono što smo željeli. To je ono što smo tražili. I to smo dobili. Jer stoji pisano. Sve što tražite od Oca u moje ime.
Whatever you ask my Father in my name.
Ja ću učiniti da vaša radost bude potpuna.
I will do it.
Oče, predajemo službu u Tvoje ruke u ime Isusa Hrista.
We are giving this service into your hands.
Kad Bog blagoslovi, možete sjesti.
May God bless you.
Znam da danas svi putujemo i čeka nas dug put, sve nas.
Today we are all traveling and it's a long way in front of us.
A ovo malo vremena što nam je ostalo.
But this few moments that's left.
Želim da vas pitam neka pitanja i da dam neke odgovore.
I would like to ask you some questions and I would also offer some answers.
Koliko vas veruje?
How many of you believe
da se probuđenje desilo na ovom kampu?
That we had a revival on this camp.
Koliko vas veruje da je reč Božja došla da koriguje vaše živote?
How many think that the word of God came to correct our lives?
Koliko vas veruje da im je Bog lično progovorio kroz službu koju su slušali?
How many of you believe that the Lord personally spoke to your heart?
Koliko od vas može da podigne ruku svedočeći da su tajne njegovog srca bile otkrivene?
How many of you can testify that the secrets of their hearts were disclosed?
Amen. Da li je to tačno? Propovedanje Božje reči otkriva tajne srca.
Because preaching of the word of God is actually revealing the secrets of the hearts of people.
I onda možemo zaboraviti sve o čudima.
And we can forget everything about miracles.
Jer je prorok rekao.
Because the prophet said.
Da je to zadnje čudo koje će svet ikada vidjeti.
That that's the last miracle that the world will see.
Mi to ne vidimo čak u znaku toga.
We cannot even see the sign of it.
Mi vidimo to u propovedanju njegove reči.
But we see it in the preaching of the word.
Zato što je reč Božja oštrija od dvosjeklog mača.
Because God's word is sharper than two-edged sword.
i rasuđuje misli i želje srca.
And dividing asunder, yeah.
A sada ću čitati za vas neke delove iz poruke brata Brahama.
I will read some parts from one message of brother Branham.
I prvi citat za vas glasi.
First quote is,
to je poruka kako mogu da pobedim.
It's the sermon how can I overcome.
Prorok počinje i kaže,
the prophet is beginning saying,
ja ovoga jutra želim da uzmem ovo kao predmet.
This morning I would like to take this as a subject.
Kako mogu pobediti?
How can I overcome?
Sada pažljivo slušajte narednu rečenicu koju je prorok izgovorio.
But listen carefully to the next sentence the prophet said.
Sada ja ovo biram.
Now I have chosen this.
Zato što mislim da je vreme.
Because I think it's appropriate time.
Kada nikako ne bi smeli.
When we should in any way.
Niti trebali dopustiti.
Not let.
Da duh.
That the spirit.
Probuđenja.
Of revival.
Umre.
Dies.
Kada se desilo probuđenje?
When did the revival begin? Or
u danima na ovom kampu, zar ne?
These days of this camp.
Ali vidite što prorok kaže. But, ja biram ovaj predmet.
But look what the prophet says. I have chosen this subject.
Zato što mislim.
Because I think.
Da mi.
That we.
Vi i ja.
That means me and you.
Ne bi smeli.
Would not have to leave, let.
Dopustiti.
Let, yes.
Da duh probuđenja umre.
That this spirit of revival dies. So we do not. We must not let the spirit of revival die.
Dakle, prorok nije rekao ja ću povući duh sa vas.
So the prophet didn't say I will pull the spirit off from you.
Nije rekao ja ću povući oživljavajuću silu.
He didn't say I will pull off the quickening power.
On kaže vernicima,
but he is instructing believers,
da je njihova odgovornost,
that it's their responsibility,
moja,
my responsibility,
i vaša,
and your responsibility,
da zauvek
for the, forever,
budete u duhu probuđenja.
Be in the spirit of revival.
Sad idemo na narednu rečenicu.
Next sentence.
Mi treba da se održimo u probuđenju.
We have to keep ourselves in a revival.
I to će biti moja tema za danas, održati se u probuđenju.
And that's my subject today, to be kept in a revival.
Probuđenje se desilo.
The revival started.
Mi smo godinu dana čekali kamp.
We were waiting for this camp for one year.
Bili smo sretni kad smo čuli da će braća doći.
We were very happy when we heard that the brethren will come.
Molili smo se za to.
We prayed for that.
Tražili smo probuđenje.
And we were asking for a revival.
Videli smo Božju reč manifestovanu pred nama.
And we have seen God's word manifested in front of our eyes.
Ne u teologiji,
not in a theology,
ne u priči,
not in just a plain speech.
Videli smo Svetog Duha kako ide nad zajednicom.
But we have seen the Holy Ghost going around over the congregation.
Otkriva tajne srca.
Opening, revealing the secrets of the hearts.
Dokazujući još jedno.
And confirming once again.
40 godina iza prorokovih dana na zemlji.
40 years after the prophet left this earth.
Da je on isti juče, danas i
sutra. He is the same yesterday, today and forever.
To je vama i meni bilo dokazano.
That was for you and for me a proof.
I sada ne mogu reći ja sam to čuo na kasetama brata Brahama.
And I cannot say anymore I heard it on the tapes of brother Branham.
Ne mogu sada citirati ime neke sestre koja je bila u New Yorku na nekoj službi ili u Filadelfiji ili širom sveta.
I cannot just quote some words of some sister that was, let's say, in some meeting in Philadelphia or New York.
I reći ja sam čuo kada je brat Braham to govorio na kaseti kako je to veliki znak gospodnji bio.
And just say, okay, I heard brother Brandon speaking that on tape and that's a big sign.
Ali mi smo videli pomazanu službu.
But we have seen anointed service.
Koja manifestuje istu reč na isti način.
That manifests the same word in the same way.
Mi smo bili u prisutnosti Božijeg blagoslova.
We were in the presence of God's blessing.
A prorok kaže da mi u tome treba da ostanemo i to svaki dan.
And the prophet said that we have to stay that each and every day.
I kaže također da mi neprekidno treba da budemo oživljavani.
Also he said that we continually have to be revived.
Onda dolazi do apostola Pavla pa kaže.
And then he comes to apostle Paul and he says.
Citiram brata Brahama, Pavle je rekao.
That's a quote Paul said.
Da on svaki dan mora umreti.
that he has to die daily,
da bi Hrist mogao živjeti.
That Christ could live in him.
Za nekoliko sati mi ćemo biti na raznim granicama.
A few hours from now we will be on many borders.
Ali naša borba još uvijek traje.
But our battle is still going on.
A ta borba jeste da zadržimo i održimo probuđenje koje je u nama.
And the battle is to keep this revival going on.
I ići ćemo dalje sa citatima brata Brahama, ako imate možete da pratite, imate pažnju.
And we'll go on with these quotes.
Sada prorok govori kako je došao do inspiracije za ovu poruku.
Now the prophet is telling us how he got this inspiration for this service.
Da li bi voljeli da nam brat John ispriča kako je došao do inspiracije za sinoćnu poruku?
Would you like to hear how brother John got the inspiration for the last evening service?
Ja bih voleo. Ali pazite kako je prorok došao do inspiracije za poruku kako mogu da pobedim.
And now let's see how the prophet got the inspiration to take this subject.
On nam kaže, pa kako nam on kaže, vjerujem da će nam i brat John reći. Prošlog dana sam prelazio na nekom starom deblu neki jarak.
Yesterday I have crossed over some kind of I was going over the log which was put over the some kind of trench or whatever.
Iskočio sam na ovo deblo.
And I jumped on it.
Sa spoljne strane je to deblo izgledalo dobro.
Outwardly it looked all right.
Izgledalo je kao veliko staro bukovo drvo.
It looked like an old tree.
Ali kada sam skočio na njega,
but when I jumped on it,
veliki komad je otpao od njega.
A big chunk just fell off of it.
To je deblo zaista bilo trulo i meko.
And this trunk was really, it was rotten.
Rekao sam.
Okay. Amen. Great chunk fell of it, it was really rotten and dotty.
Rekao sam, Hrišćani isto postaju takvi.
I said that's the way the Christians are becoming.
Oni postaju mrtvi u grehu.
They've been dead in sin and trespasses.
I prestupima.
And trespasses.
Toliko.
So long.
Dok ne postanu meki.
Till it became dotty.
Oni uopšte ne mogu da ponesu neki teret na sebi.
They can hold no weight at all.
A sada pratimo sljedeću rečenicu i tu ćemo se zadržati.
And let's read the next sentence carefully.
Oni ne znaju šta znači pobediti.
They don't know what the overcoming means.
Tu ćemo stati samo za jedan trenutak. Vidite, prorok je video to deblo. Video je to trulo drvo koje sa spodnje strane izgledalo dobro.
So the prophet has seen this old log. And he's seen that the chunk fell off of it.
Ali kaže da je iznutra bilo potpuno trulo i da tako hrišćani mnogi izgledaju danas.
And he said that but the inwardly it was totally rotten and that's how many Christians look today.
Ovdje je prevedeno da hrišćani postaju meki.
In Serbian translation it says that Christians become soft.
Možda je to isti prevod kao kada kažemo da je laodikejsko doba mlako.
Perhaps we might say that this is quite same translation as we can say for the Laodicean age that it is lukewarm.
A prorok je rekao,
and the prophet said,
da bi Bog više voleo da su oni hladni.
That God would want that they would be at least cold.
Da bih više poštovao ako izađu iz crkve i kažu ja više neću da dolazim na službe i neću da se nazivam hrišćaninom.
He would pay more honor if they could just leave the church and say I don't want to be a Christian anymore.
Iznad svega bih cenio ako su vatreni.
But of course above all he would appreciate if they would be in fire.
Ali prorok kaže zato što su mlaki.
But the prophet says just because they are lukewarm.
Bog će ih izbljuvati iz svojih usta.
God will spew them out of his mouth.
A prorok je rekao,
and the prophet said,
kako se Bog osjeća dok to radi?
How God feels when he does it.
On će vas izbljuvati iz svojih usta jer mu se gadite.
He will spew you out of his mouth because he's disgusted.
Uporedio je to sa mlakom vodom.
And he made a parallel with the lukewarm water.
Koja izaziva i tera čovjeka na povraćaj.
Which actually brings man to throw up.
Ali ovdje je odgovor zašto hrišćani postaju meki.
But here we find the answer why Christians become dotty.
Zato što dozvoljavaju da duh probuđenja ih napusti.
Because they allow that the spirit of revival leave them.
I zato što ne znaju
And because they do not know,
pazite, zato što ne znaju,
listen, because they do not know,
šta znači pobediti?
What does it mean to overcome?
Znate, ja, mnogi su čuli da ja govorim o pobedi često, koji slušaju moje propovedi redovnije. Imaju... mnogi su čuli da govorim i propovedam na ovu temu.
Many have heard that quite many times in my sermons I touch this subject.
Možda će nekima ličiti kao ponavljanje.
And maybe some will take it as a rehearsal of what I've already said.
Ali što da ne?
But why not?
Mi toliko ponavljamo poruku.
We are so much rehearsing the message.
Da nam ni ovo neće škoditi.
That it won't hurt us.
Ali kada razmišljam o ovim kampovima i o vremenu u kome živimo,
but when I think about these camps and the time we are living in,
ja vjerujem da je ovo vrijeme zadnjeg zaokreta koji Bog čini.
I believe this is the time of the last turn God is making.
I kada pratimo Božje kretanje,
and when we are taking a look at God's moving,
ovaj zadnji zaokret će nas odvesti pravo uzneseni.
This last turn will take us right into the rapture.
Kada čitamo Luku 24. glava,
and we, when we read, Luke 24,
vi znate taj deo i da je on jako važan u službi poruke, zato što se radi o otvaranju reči.
You know that it is very important, especially in view of a message, because it's talking about the opening of the word.
Tri stvari su se desile koje su važne.
Three things happened which are very important.
Njihova srca su gorela dok su slušali reč.
Their hearts were burning while they were listening the word.
A onda im je on otvorio um da razumeju pismo.
And then he opened their mind to understand the
Ali
scripture.
To nije bilo sve.
But that was not all.
Onda je uradio ovo što smo mi pročitali u 49. stihu.
And then he did the thing we read in 49th verse.
Poslao ih u Jerusalim da čekaju na obećanje i na dolazak Svetog Duha. He sent them to Jerusalem to wait for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Sada, ako pričamo o krštenju Svetim Duhom, ovdje ćemo samo trenutak stati i napravit ćemo jedan kratak osvrt na to šta krštenje Svetim Duhom jest.
Now let's take just a close look of what does it mean to be baptized in the Holy Ghost.
U crkvena doba se završavaju sa dve stvari.
Church ages are closing up with two things.
Onaj koji ima uho da čuje,
the one that has an ear to hear,
neka čuje šta Duh govori crkva.
Let him hear what the Spirit speaking to the churches.
I također drugi deo koji se ponavlja posle svakog crkvenog doba.
And again the second thing that is repeating after each church age.
Pobedniku ću dati.
The conqueror I will give.
Pobednik dobija nagradu.
The conqueror will get his reward.
I u našem slučaju u Laodikeji, na kraju Laodikeje.
And in our case at the end of Laodicea.
Pobedniku ću dati.
The conqueror will be given.
Da sedne na prestolu.
The right to sit on the throne.
Kao što sam ja pobedio i seo na oče prestolu.
As I have won, conquered and sat on the throne.
Dakle, tamo neće sedeti niko drugi osim pobednika.
So there will be no one sitting there but conquerors.
Poražena osoba tamo neće sedeti.
The loser won't be sitting there.
Pobednici će sedeti na prestolu.
But conquerors will sit there.
Tako, to su dve važne stvari.
So these are two important things.
On je otvorio vama duhovno razumevanje da vi možete razumeti pismo i vreme u kome živite.
He has opened you a spiritual understanding to see the scripture and the time we are living in.
Ali to nije kraj njegovog posla sa njima.
But that's not the end of what he is intended to do with them.
On ih šalje u Jerusalim.
He sends them into Jerusalem.
Da čekaju da se obuku u silu sa visine.
To be endowed with the power from on high.
Sada da pogledamo malo na ovu silu.
And let's take a look at this force. This,
kakva je to sila?
What kind of force is that?
Kada se pominje sila Božja, mnogi odmah pomisle na znake, na čuda, na izlečenja.
When we are thinking about force or the power of God, many think about miracles and healings, etc.
Ali on im nije mogao to obećati.
But he did not promise that.
Zato što im je to već dao.
Because that was already given to them.
Dakle, pre ovoga vremena, so, pre dana uskrsnuća,
before the day of the rapture, the day of the resurrection, sorry.
On im je već dao silu da leče bolesne.
He has already given them the power to heal the sick.
da podižu mrtve.
To raise up the dead.
I apostoli su to radili, zar ne?
And apostles did that.
Juda je to radio.
And Judas did that.
Ali hoću da vam kažem da on nije mogao to ponovo da im da.
But I wanted to say that he could not give them again.
Ova sila koja je trebala da dođe na dan Pentekost bila je drugačija sila.
But this power that should come down on the day of Pentecost was a different power.
To čak i nije bila sila da ih nauči znanje, zato što su oni već imali otvoren um da razumeju pismo.
That was not even let's say the power that would give them understanding because the understanding was already given to them.
Da li me pratite, ali razumete?
Do you follow me?
Mi se nalazimo u vremenu kada vi znate da je ispunjeno otkrivenje 10:7.
We are in a time that we know that Revelation 10:7 is already fulfilled.
Mi znamo da su pečati otvoreni.
We know that the seals are open.
Da je Malahija 4 ispunjen.
That Malachi 4 is fulfilled.
Da je Luka 17:30 ispunjen.
That Luke 17:30 is fulfilled.
Sva ta pisma i proroštva su ispunila, danas je ispunilo ovo pismo.
All these scriptures and prophecies are fulfilled. Today the scripture is fulfilled.
Naše razumevanje je otvoreno.
Our understanding is open.
Ko je to uradio?
Has done it.
Bog.
God.
Ali da li on stao tu sa njima?
But was that all that he's done with them?
Ne, on ih je poslao.
No, he sent them.
Da čekaju silu sa visine.
To wait for the power from on high.
A kada je ta sila došla?
But when that power came,
ona ih je načinila pobednici.
It made them conquerors. It made them conquerors.
Čovjek koji se odrekao Isusa Hrista stradao je za njega. Čovjek koji se odrekao Isusa Hrista, Petar.
The man that has denied Jesus Christ, yes, he received that power.
Bio je drugačiji čovjek, bio je pobednik.
He was a conqueror.
Pobedio je strah.
He conquered fear, yes, thank you.
Petar je bio pobednik.
So Peter was a conqueror.
Za današnje hrišćane, za današnje hrišćane prorok kaže,
the prophet says for the Christians today,
prorok kaže oni ne znaju kako pobediti.
They do not know how to overcome.
I mene sad u zadnje vrijeme zanimaju samo službe i propovednici.
And in this last day I'm interested in services and servants,
koji ljudima znaju da propovedaju kako.
That know how to preach people to overcome.
Ja sam jednom propovedao na jednom mjestu.
Once I preached it at certain place.
Posle toga jedan brat izašao i rekao mi je.
And afterwards a brother came out and told me.
Brate, ja želim da budem na novo rođen.
Brother, I want to be born again.
Ti si propovedao da moram.
You have just preached I have to be born again.
Ja ću uraditi sve što treba.
I will do whatever it takes.
A ti mi sad reci kako.
But you tell me how.
Kako?
How?
Imate ljude koji su mnogo pokušali.
You have people that tried many things.
Pročitali pečate 10 puta.
They read the seals book for 10 times.
Ali još uvijek nisu postali pobednici.
But they still have not become overcomers.
Ali hvala Bogu, zato Bog podiže službu nove generacije.
But thanks be to God, he is raising a new ministry in this generation.
Da treba ljudima da kaže jednu jednostavnu stvar, kako?
That is able to tell the people how to overcome.
Petar kada je propovedao na dan Pentekostu, išla poruka ukora.
Peter, when he preached on the day of Pentecost, that message was reaching the need of that day.
A onda su ga ljudi jednostavno pitali, šta da radimo, Petre? Šta da činimo?
And then people ask, okay, what shall we do, Peter?
Dobro, upravo si mi rekao da sam stajao tamo i da sam vikao, razapni ga, razapni ga.
You just said, I've been there screaming, crucify him, crucify him.
Ili dok su ga vojnici tukli, kao što je brat juče govorio, ja sam bio tamo i nemo posmatrao.
Or when the soldiers beat him and leashed him, I was just there, you know, staring, doing nothing.
A sada mi reci, ima li nade za mene?
And now you tell me, is there hope for me?
I šta ja treba da uradim?
And what must I do?
Da bih dobio spasenje.
To get this salvation.
I prorok ovdje kaže, vi također ne treba da dopustite da probuđenje umre u vam.
And so the prophet says, you don't have to, you must not let that the revival would die in you.
Sada evo jedna rečenica koja će mnogima možda koristiti.
Now I will read a sentence that will profit, may take profit for many of you.
I onda ako vi sada uzmete hrišćanina,
and if you take the Christian now,
koji treba da bude hrišćanin,
which has to be a Christian,
ali koji dopušta,
but allowing,
pazite šta dopušta, da Božji život izađe iz njega,
that listen carefully what he is allowing, that the God's life is leaving him.
A pazite kakvo iskustvo je imao, iako je on iskusio radost služenja Hristu.
And listen what kind of experience he has. It says in spite of the fact that he has an experience of the joy of serving Christ.
Sad pazite dalje, gde živi i šta radi.
And look carefully where he is living and what he is doing.
I živi u crkvi gde se nešto tako dešava.
And living in the church where such is going on.
On dva puta brže trune.
He rotens twice as quick.
Žive, to je tačno.
To je, see, right?
Živeći pravo u tom.
Living right under it.
Stanite ovde samo za trenutak.
Just let
Hrišćanin koji živi u crkvi gde iskusio radost, spasenja.
So that's the Christian that has experienced the joy of serving Christ.
Radost spasenja.
Serving the joy of salvation.
Živi na mestu gde se nešto dešava.
He's living in a place where something is going on.
Nešto gde se nešto dobro dešava.
Where something good is going on.
Tamo gde je radost, tamo je i pobeda.
Where there is joy, there is also victory.
I hrišćanin koji je jednom imao život u sebi.
And that's a Christian that had life, once had life.
I koji je dopustio svojom odlukom da ga taj život napusti.
And let some of or one of his decisions guide him to leave that life.
Dva puta brže trune.
He is twice as quick rotening
nego bilo ko drugi.
Than anybody else.
Ja se često pitam i nikada ne mogu da sebi objasnim. Znate priču iz crkvenih doba kada je prorok video dva propovednika koji jedan je govorio u jezicima, drugi je prorokovao.
And many times I ask myself how could it happen, and you all remember the story of prophet from the church ages when he seen two persons, one was prophesying, the other was interpreting.
I brat Branham je video viziju obojice.
And brother Branham saw vision of both of them.
Jedan je bio čvrst i dobar hrišćanin.
One was a strong, solid Christian.
Za drugoga prorok kaže, ako ste ikada vidjeli licemera, to je bio on.
But for the other said, if you ever seen a hypocrite, that's him.
Živao je sa drugom ženom.
He was living with another woman.
To niko nije znao.
And nobody knew that.
Živao je dvostruki život.
He actually lived a double life.
Nedelja prepodne u crkvi prorokuje.
Sunday morning in church he's prophesying.
Uveče.
But in the evening,
na nekom tajnom mestu za koje niko ne zna od hrišćana,
he's on some secret place that nobody of Christians know about.
Živi u grehu.
He's living in sin.
I tako godinama.
And that's going on for years.
Možete li to odgovoriti? Kako je to moguće?
Can you answer how is this possible?
Dar je ostao, on je prorokovao.
So that the gift was there and he
svi su u njemu gledali brata.
And he, everybody seen a brother in this person.
Prorokovao, delio je duhovne savete.
He was prophesying, delivering spiritual advices.
Niko nije ni pretpostavio da se nešto tako drastično dešava.
And nobody was even giving a slight thought that something like that should be going on.
Prorok kada je došao.
And when the prophet came,
ništa nije rekao o to.
He didn't say anything.
Ostavio je da to ide tako, prepustio je tu stvar Bog.
He left the thing going on and he left the whole thing to God, in God's hands.
Ali je prosto neverovatna stvar da neko može dopustiti sebi da živi na takav način.
But it's unbelievable that there can be a person letting himself live such kind of life.
Pitate se gde je savest te osobe?
And you might ask where is conscience of this person?
Kako se može utonuti u dubine takvog licemerja?
How can he get so deep in this kind of hypocrisy?
Ja vam prosto ne mogu odgovoriti na to.
I cannot answer that question.
Ali znam jednu stvar.
But I know one thing.
Da je prorok rekao,
that prophet said,
da mi možemo biti pomazani u duhu,
that we can be anointed in spirit,
ali da je kontrolna stanica naša duša.
But the control station is our soul.
Da trebamo da gledamo na dubinu naše unutrašnje.
And we have to look at the depth of our inside man.
Zato mi možemo propovedati, prorokovati, pevati.
That's why we can preach, we can prophesy, we can sing.
Ali unutra ipak biti truli.
But be rotten inside.
E sada, kako se izlazi iz takvog stanja?
And how can we get out of this kind of state?
Ne morate biti licemeri.
You don't have to be hypocrites.
Možete biti potpuno iskreni hrišćani.
You can be dead honest Christians.
A da nemate dovoljno pobjede u svom životu.
But don't having not enough victory in your life.
Jer pobjeda je ono što nas zanima.
Because victory is what we are interested in.
Pevanje nas neće odvesti u nebo samo po sebi.
Singing as itself will not take us in heaven.
Misterije koje su nam otkrivene i koje mi razumemo, ni to nas samo po sebi neće odvesti u nebo.
All the mysteries that are revealed to us, all these mysteries by themselves will not take us to heaven.
Ali pobjeda hoće.
But overcoming will, victory will.
Brat Branham je ovdje rekao da je Bog u svakom dobu, u svim vremenima imao svoje pobjednike.
Brother Branham said that God in each and every age had his own overcomers.
Još sam nešto ovdje podvukao, pa ću vam i to pročitati. Ono što je brat rekao jutros, jučer, onaj ko ne zna, onaj koji zna da čini dobro, a ne čini, to je za njega greh.
Brother said yesterday that
prorok je to citirao.
The thing that that's what prophet said in this place, he says that if someone knows what to do right and he doesn't, that's a sin for him.
Onda prorok kaže dalje, mi ovdje nalazimo da je Bog uvek, znači uvek u svim dobima, imao pobednike.
And then furthermore he says we find that God has overcomers in each age.
On imao pobednike u svakom dobu.
He had overcomers in each and every age.
Uvek u svakom dobu koje je postojalo na zemlji.
Every time, every age that existed on the earth.
Bog je uvek imao nekoga na koga je
God always had someone
mogao staviti svoje ruke kao na svog svedoka na zemlji.
That he could lay his hands on as his own witness.
Sad pazite, sljedeću rečenicu. On nikada
but be careful, the next sentence he says he never
nije bio bez svedoka
was without a witness
iako ponekada
in spite of fact that sometimes
samo jedno.
There was only one.
Ali neko je pobedio.
But there was always somebody that overcame.
U prošlosti, u svim dobima i u svim vremenima.
In all ages, back in history.
Sada nam prorok govori malo kasnije šta znači pobeda.
And furthermore, the prophet is speaking what overcoming is.
Dakle, pročitat ćemo i ovaj stih koji je brat Branham izgovorio.
We'll read also this verse.
I pazite pažljivo rečenicu koju je prorok rekao. Pobediti znači
to overcome means
prepoznati đavola
to recognize the devil
u svakom od njegovih trikova.
In every of his every trick he has.
Ovdje nam prorok kaže šta znači pobeda.
Here prophet says what overcoming is.
Pobjeda znači pre svega održati se u probuđenju, a onda
okay. So he says it you have to be kept in a revival.
A zatim prepoznati đavola u svakom od njegovih trikova.
And then recognize the devil in each and every trick he has.
Prepoznati
to recognize devil at every one of his tricks.
I kako bi otišli ovoga trenutka do 9. glave Lukinog evanđelja.
And if we would take Luke 9.
Nećemo kretati, parafrazirat ću je.
I'll just paraphrase.
Zbog vremena. Učenici su prolazili i stanovnici jednog sela nisu željeli da ih prime.
So the disciples were going through some kind of village and people there would not receive them.
Učenici su rekli Isusu, da li ćemo kao Ilija reći da dođe vatra sa neba i da ih proguta?
People said, shall we do like Elijah did, send the fire that would devour them?
Isus je rekao i sada ovo je poenta koju želim da naglasim.
And Jesus said, and that's the point I want to stress.
Vi ne znate kakvog ste duha.
We don't know what spirit you are of.
Ja znam.
I know.
Isus je znao.
Jesus knew.
Ali vi ne znate kakav je duh na vas.
But you do not know what kind of spirit is upon you.
To su bili učenici.
That were disciples.
Ljudi koji su imali silu Božju.
people that had power of God.
Širili radosnu vest, lečili bolesne.
Yeah, they were healing sick people. They were carrying on the message.
A Isus,
but Jesus,
njima kaže,
is telling them.
Vi ne znate kakav je duh.
You don't know what kind of spirit is upon you.
A prorok nam ovdje kaže pobediti znači prepoznati đavola.
And the prophet says here that to overcome means to recognize the devil.
U svakom od njegovih trikova.
At every one of his tricks.
Sada ćemo ući u jednu stvar, brat Uroš je govorio na svojoj službi iz 17. glave Jovanovog evanđelja.
Now we'll enter a certain spot that brother Uro spoken about the John 17th chapter.
Govorio je o jedinstvu.
He was talking about unity.
Govorio je kako smo mi u Hristu i kako je Hrist u nama.
He was speaking about how Christ is in us and we are in Christ.
A sad samo želim da se nadovežem na to.
And I just want to take a thought out of it.
I dam nekoliko praktičnih savjeta.
And give some practical advices.
Kako to uraditi?
How to do it?
Ali prije toga ću pitati brata Johna.
But before that I would like to ask brother John.
Juče je rekao jednu rečenicu.
He said a sentence yesterday.
Kada je govorio kako da izađemo iz obeshrabrenosti.
When he was said how to come out of discouragement.
Prvo je rekao reč.
First he says word.
Second, drugo je bilo molitva.
Second was prayer.
I onda je rekao jednu rečenicu koja me iznenadila ali obradovala.
Then he said another sentence which surprised me, but then again it made me happy.
Kada govorimo o molitvi, mi plivamo u dubokim vodama.
When we are talking about prayer, we are swimming in deep waters.
Vidite, brat John je to rekao.
He said that.
Molitva su duboke vode.
Prayer is being in deep waters.
Oh, ja sam mislio da je treći potez dubina poruke.
Oh, I thought that the third pool is the depth of the message.
Ja sam mislio da su grobovi dubina poruke.
I thought that the thunders represent the depth of the message.
Ja sam mislio da je tipologija o Noju i Enohu dubina poruke.
I thought that the typology of Noah and Enoch was the depth of the message.
Ali brate John, zar molitva nije tako jednostavna?
But brother John, isn't a prayer something very simple?
Prijatelji,
friends,
da je to sve tako jednostavno?
If that would be so easy,
i da mi sve razumemo o molitvi,
and that we understand everything about the prayer,
prorok nikada ne bi rekao da ima toliko poraženih ljudi.
A prophet would never say that there are so many defeated people.
Zato što molitva nije samo traženje nečega daj mi.
Because prayer is not only saying to God, give me.
Molitva je duhovna borba.
Prayer is a spiritual battle.
A mi nismo na izletu, mi smo u duhovnom ratu.
And we are not just on some kind of a trip. We are in a spiritual battle.
Mi se nalazimo usred bitke.
We are in the middle of the battle.
I veoma je važno.
And it's very important.
Da prepoznamo đavola u svakom od njegovih trika.
To recognize devil in each of his tricks.
Postoji jedna dubina za koju ja sada želim da uđem i mislim da je to veoma važno na praktičnoj strani hrišćanstva.
There is certain depth I want to enter now and I think it's a very important thing for the practical Christian living.
Mi veoma često kažemo Isus je bio jedno sa Otcem.
Isus je bio
jedno sa Otcem.
Many times we say Jesus was one with his father.
Dobro i?
And what?
Šta to znači?
What does it mean?
Jednog dana brata Abrahama su pitali u pečatima.
In the sales book we can read that brother Branham was asked.
Kako Isus može da bude Bog i da se moli Ocu?
How come that Jesus is God and then again he prays to his father?
I duh rasuđivanja tajni srca je došao na proroka.
And the spirit of discernment of the secrets of hearts came upon brother Branham.
I rekao je: "O, vi ste propovednik evanđelja."
And he said, "Oh, you are gospel minister.
Vi tvrdite da vas je poslao Bog.
You claim that God has sent you.
Da li vi kada propovedate?
Do you ever preach?
Da li ste to vi ili je to Sveti Duh?
Is that you or is that Holy Ghost?
Propovednik je ustao i rekao to je Sveti Duh.
And so the preacher stood up and said the Holy Ghost.
On je rekao to je način na koji je Hrist bio jedno sa Otcem.
And he said that's the way how Christ was one with his father.
Kada propovedate evanđelje i kada ste propovednik, vi imate nešto u sebi što postaje deo vas, a što niste samo vi.
When you preach the gospel, then something comes in you and becomes part of you and that's not of you.
To je deo vas.
That's a part of you.
Vi možete reći to sam ja ili to je brat John.
You can say that's me or brother John.
I to je potpuno tačno.
That's exactly
Ali to je još nešto više.
But that's also something even more than that.
To je Sveti Duh koji živi u njemu I koji objavljuje sebe.
That's the Holy Spirit that's living in him and manifesting himself.
I to je način na koji su Bog I Hrist bili jedni.
And that's the way how God and Christ were one.
Ali pre nego što dođemo na tu blagoslovenu stranu, mi ćemo sada to pogledati na negativnoj strani.
But before we come to this, let's say positive, blessed part, we'll see the negative part of it.
I veoma je važno da usmerimo pogled na negativnu stranu.
And it's very important to see the negative part.
Jer vidjet ćemo isti princip.
Because we will see the same principle.
Zapamtite ovo, Biblija je rekla nama.
Remember, the scripture told us.
Naš rat nije sa krvlju I telom.
We are not fighting against blood and flesh.
Već sa duhovima pakosti.
But with the spirits of evil spirits
koji žive pod nebesima.
That are living under the heaven.
I na krajnje jednostavnoj strani.
It's very simple at the end.
Mi vidimo da ljudi danas žive u vremenu kada su izgubili osnovno znanje o duhovnim stvarima.
We see that people are living in a way that they just lost their basic recognition of these matters.
Čuli ste svedočanstva brata Johna juče.
You have heard the testimony of brother John yesterday.
Sestra koja je došla sa problemima požude.
The sister that came up with the last problem.
Vidite, kada je takva osoba dođe do propovednika,
when this kind of person comes to the servant,
ona obično kaže, ja to toliko želim.
Usually says, I just have this desire.
Nešto me vuče u to.
Something is pulling me.
Nešto što je jače od mene.
Something that's stronger than me.
Ne znam, brate, kako da se oslobodim te želje.
Brother, I do not know how to overcome.
I nikada se neće uspjeti osloboditi. Ja verujem da je to jedno duhovno pravilo.
And this kind of person would never become an overcomer. I believe that's a spiritual principle.
Dok ne prepozna da to nije samo on.
This person recognizes that's not only the person.
Mi se borimo sami protiv sebe.
We are fighting against ourselves.
I do jedne mere to je potpuno u redu. Prorok je rekao, ja sam sebi najveći neprijatelj.
And in one way it's correct thing because the prophet says I am my biggest enemy.
Ali suštinski ljudi su izgubili osnovno duhovno razumevanje.
But in fact, people lost their basic spiritual understanding.
Da je to duh koji je u njima.
That's a spirit inside of them.
A Biblija je rekla protivite se tome.
And the Bible says, you go against that.
I to će pobeći od vas.
And that will leave you, flee from you.
I to je mesto I to je teren gdje počinje ozbiljna molitva.
And that's actually the place where serious prayer starts.
Možete li mene zamisliti da sa mnom sada vlada požuda?
Can you imagine that lust would be inside of me?
Recimo da to bude tako.
Let's say it's like that.
I obično kako se 95% hrišćana mole,
and the usual way 95% of Christians is praying.
Ako ih iskrenost nije napustila u potpunosti,
if sincerity hasn't left them.
I ostali nisu otišli na stranu licemera.
And has become hypocrites.
Oni očajavaju, kaže, Gospode, oslobodi me.
They are in desperation. Oh Lord, deliver me, deliver me.
I to je u redu do jedne mere.
And it's okay till some
point. Ali pravo oslobođenje nastupa onoga trenutka.
But the true deliverance comes in the moment.
Kada osoba prepozna da to nije samo ona.
When the person recognizes it's not only the person.
I kada počne koristiti Božju riječ na ispravan način.
And starts to use the word of God in a proper way.
I tada umjesto da očajavate u molitvi.
And you don't have to be in a desperation in your prayer.
Vi stanete na svoje noge.
You can stand up on your feet.
Podignite svoje ruke.
You lift up your hand.
I izgovorite.
And say.
Pa Bog me oslobodio na Golgoti.
God has delivered me on Golgotha.
Ali danas ja sam rob đavola. Danas sam ja rob đavola.
But today I am the servant, let's say, of devil. I am a slave of devil.
Ali kao što Isus bio u pustinji iskušava,
but as Jesus was tempted in the desert,
na isti način ću ja pobediti kao što je on to uradio.
Same way I'll do what he has done.
I onda dođete, podignite ruke i kažete, pisano je Satano.
And then you lift up your hand.
Odstupi od mene.
It's written, devil.
Jer je pisano, Gospodu Bogu svome služi.
Flee from me because it says you must serve to your God, Lord.
I njemu se jedino me klan.
And that's the only one we are bowing ourselves to.
I jednom kada to uradite.
And once you do that,
to će vas napustiti.
That will leave us.
Bilo šta će vas napustiti.
Whatever it might be, it will leave you.
Vi ćete biti slobodni.
You will be free.
Kroz iskustvo.
Through the experience.
Ja znam o čemu govorim vama ovoga jutra.
And I know what I'm talking about this morning.
Svako od nas je imao teške trenutke u životu jer mi živimo u ratu.
Every one of us had hard moments in our lives because we're living in a battle.
Bilo je dana kada su moja osjećanja bila tako teška da bih ih mogao slobodno nazvati depresijom.
There were days when my feelings were so hard that I might easily describe them as depression.
Vi morate jednom doći do nečega što je sasvim realno.
You have to come to something that's real in your life.
Reći ću vam kako se to desilo.
And I will tell you how it
happened. Bilo je pre sada skoro 10 godina.
It was about 10 years ago.
97. 8. godine.
Roughly around 97, 98.
U prvim danima moje bere u poruku.
That were the first days of my belief in the message.
Bio sam zaista obeshrabljen.
I was really discouraged.
Samo čujete, jedna grupa se ovdje pojavila, druga grupa se tamo pojavila, jedna grupa iznikla na ovom mjestu, druga iznikla na drugom mjestu.
You see, there was one group popping up and the other on this place.
A unutar sebe nemate radost spasenja.
But you don't have the joy of salvation inside of yours.
Svaki dan slušate o novim grupama, novim podjelama.
And you are constantly hearing about new group here, new group there, and new conquering and victories and things like that.
To je zaista stvorilo jednu depresiju u meni.
And that really created some kind of depression inside.
Ali onda jednoga dana, ili bolje rečeno jedne večeri,
but some evening,
sedeo sam ili ležao na svom krevetu.
I was lying in my bed.
Upravo samo jedno večer.
That was only one evening.
Moje misli su došli stihovi pisma kada Isus bio u pustinji.
The thoughts of the scripture describing Jesus being in a desert came to my mind.
I pomislio sam, zašto ja ne ustanem i ne izgovorim kao.
And I said, why don't I just stand up and speak the word?
Ustao sam, izgovorio reč.
I just stood up and speak the word.
Satano, pisano je.
Devil, it is written.
Isus je rekao, mir svoj ja sam ti dao.
Jesus said, peace be unto you.
Mir svoj ja sam tebi ostavio.
My peace have I left you.
Također sam mu citirao pismo koje je reklo, protivite se đavolu.
And I also quoted him scriptures that says you go against the devil
i on će pobeći od vas
and he will flee from you.
I kada sam to izgovorio,
and when I just said that,
ono što je mjesecima bilo teret na mojoj duši je nestalo.
Things that was a burden on my soul for months, it just left me.
A prorok je rekao, Božja reč,
and the prophet says God's word,
će pobediti đavola,
will overcome the devil,
na svim mjestima,
in every place,
u svim okolnostima,
in every circumstance.
I kada govorimo o održanju života u vama, setite se ovoga iskustva, jer je to jedini način na koji ćete ikada pobediti.
And when you are thinking about how to keep the life of God in your life, then you just remember this experience.
Ja mislim da se u tom mom iskustvu ispunili su se ovi delovi pisma o molitvi koje sam govorio.
And I think this part of my life was a fulfillment of scriptures I have told you about.
Zatvorite vrata za sobom.
You just close the door behind yourselves.
I Otac vaš koji vidi u tajnosti platit će vam ja.
And the Father who sees you in a hidden place, secret place, will give you what you need.
U crkvi na zajedničkim molitvama ljudi se ne mogu uvek do kraja otvoriti.
If we consider church prayers, you know, in congregation, people cannot open up enough sometimes.
Prosto nemoguće je reći ljudima sve ono što možete Bogu.
You just simply cannot say everything to the people that you can say, you know, in a secret place directly to God.
Ali kada ste sami, vi to možete uraditi.
But when you are alone, you can do that.
I vi to treba da uradite.
And you have to do that.
I vi treba da unapredite svoje duhovno iskustvo na takav način.
You have to further your experience with God in that manner.
I sledeća stvar koja se desila tog istoga trenutka, jedna prava Hristova radost mi je preplavila dušu.
And next thing that happened at that same moment was just a real Christ joy that entered my soul.
Zato što je pismo reklo,
because the scripture said,
da ga je đavo napustio,
that the devil left him,
a da su anđeli došli i služili.
And the angels came and served him.
Zašto vam ovo danas propovedam?
Why am I preaching this to you today?
Nikada ne možete i nemojte uraditi jednu stvar. Dozvoliti da budete pod pomazanjem Svetoga Duha, a da niste očistili svoju unutrašnjost.
Never allow yourself to do the following thing: to be under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that your heart is not clean.
Unutrašnjost je ono što se računa.
That's the inner part is what's counted.
Jer je moguće,
because it's possible,
sedeti u crkvi,
that you sit in a church,
na službi kao sinoć,
on a service such as last evening service,
biti zaista radostan,
be really happy,
izaći napolje,
get out,
i pola sata kasnije biti u istom duhovnom stanju u kome ste ušli,
and half of an hour later be in the same spiritual condition you were.
Jer nemojte zaboraviti, Duh Sveti je izliven na svako telo.
Because don't remember, Spirit of God is poured out on everyone.
To je jedna od velikih stvari koju nas je prorok naučio.
That's one of the greatest things that the prophet taught us.
Na svako telo.
On everybody, on every soul. Yeah.
Možete pevati na službi i izaći u depresiju.
You can sing on the service and go out and get in a depression.
Možete otići sa službe i činiti greh.
You can go from the service and just enter the sin.
Ako niste naučili da očistite svoju unutrašnjost.
If you didn't learn how to purify your inner man.
I zato obratimo pažnju na unutrašnjost, unutrašnjost.
And that's why we have to look carefully at the inner man.
Znate, za uznesenje se mora boriti.
Because you have to fight for the rapture.
Ja neću tražiti ni od koga od vas da budete savršeni posle ovoga kampa.
I won't ask of any one of you to be perfect after this camp.
Ali ću želeti da svako od vas ima više žara i borbenosti u sebi.
But what I wish would be that each and every one of you would have more zeal and more zeal for to fight after this camp.
Ja neću da vas varam i da kažem da verujem da nećete biti u duhovnim padovima i usponima.
I won't say that you won't have the spiritual falls or whatever.
Mi ćemo se, ali obećajte i sebi i Bogu, borit ću se svom snagom koja je u meni.
But do promise to yourself and to God, I will fight each and every with each.
Uzet ću Božju reč
of strength I have. I will take with God's word
i koristiti je na ispravan način.
And I will take it in a right proper.
I ona će biti moja pobeda.
And that will be the victory.
Znate, ja vam mogu reći, ja se borim sa đavolom svaki dan.
I can say I'm fighting devil every day.
Svaki dan.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
Every day.
Ali kako ti znaš da on dolazi?
But how do you know he's coming after you?
A ne, nestane iza mojih leđa kao strašilo.
He's not just vanishing behind me like a scarecrow.
Ne dođe u moje snove.
Not coming into my dreams.
I ne prepada me.
And scaring me.
Ali pokušava da uđe u moj um.
But he's trying to enter my mind.
I svaki put kada se to desi.
And every time that happens.
Jedina stvar koja ga može savladati jeste Božja reč.
The only thing that can overcome this situation is God's word.
I niko i ništa ga neće savladati osim Božje reči.
And nothing and nobody would conquer him but the word of God.
Zato mi moramo naučiti da koristimo Božju reč.
That's why we have to learn how to use God's word.
I zato nepraktična teologija nama ne treba.
And that's why some kind of unpractical theology doesn't make
nama je potrebno iskustvo.
We need an experience.
Ovako ćemo završavati službu, reći vam još nekoliko stvari. Jednu ću naglasiti kao jako važnu posle.
End this service slowly, but I'll just have few words to say and one thing which is very important.
U Srbiji kažu da imamo obrazovni sistem takav
We were told that the, let's say, that the schooling system in Serbia is.
Da imamo puno ljudi koji imaju puno informacija.
You know, like we are having a lot of people having much information.
A jako malo praktičnog znanja.
But very few practical knowledge.
Tako da imamo inženjere koji ne znaju da urade neke najobičnije i najjednostavnije stvari kada završe fakultet.
So we have engineers that finish the university and don't know how to make a very simple device.
U duhovnom mi to možemo pogledati i vidjeti da možemo imati hrišćane koji jako dobro poznaju poruku.
And in a spiritual way we can see that there are Christians that know the message very, very well.
Ali kada se suoče sa iskušenjem,
but when they come to the temptation,
oni padaju.
Then they fail.
Zato što ne mogu praktično primijeniti ono što znaju.
Because they cannot practically let's say do the things they should do. They do not know how to.
Jednom je jedan brat rekao o Timu Pruitu.
About ili njemu.
Rekao je Timu Pruitu.
Once there was occasion that a brother came to brother Tim Pruitt and told him.
Brate Tim, kada bi ti bio stalno pored mene.
Brother Tim, if you would be constantly with me.
Ja bih živio hrišćanski život.
I would live Christian life.
A brat Tim je rekao, brate, tebi ne treba brat Tim Pruitt, tebi treba Sveti Duh.
But brother Tim said, brother, you don't need brother Tim Pruitt, you need the Holy Ghost.
A Sveti Duh daje nadahnuće da uradimo pravu stvar u pravo vreme.
And the Holy Ghost gives us the anointing to do the right thing in the right moment.
Zapamtite, prorok je rekao, pobediti znači prepoznati đavola u njegovim trikovima.
Remember, the prophet said, to overcome the devil is to know him in each and every of his tricks.
Dakle, mnogi ljudi kažu, kaže prorok.
The prophet says many people say
nema đavola.
There's no devil.
To je samo misao.
That's only a thought.
Nemojte to vjerovati.
Don't believe that.
Postoji pravi đavo.
There's a real devil.
On je upravo toliko stvaran.
He is just as real.
Kao što ste vi stvarni.
As you are real.
Stvaran đavo.
The real devil.
I morate ga prepoznati stvarno.
And you have to recognize him.
Morate znati da je on đavo.
You have to know that he is a devil.
Onda sad pazite jako dobro.
And listen very carefully now.
Onda u isto vrijeme,
and at the same time,
kada ga prepoznate,
when you recognize him,
i znate da je to đavo,
and you know that this is a devil,
i da je protiv vas,
and that he is coming against you,
onda kaže šta moramo raditi da bismo pobedili.
Now he is telling us what shall we do to overcome him.
Onda da biste pobedili,
and to overcome him,
morate prepoznati
you have to recognize
da je Bog u vama
that God is in you,
veći i moćni
stronger and bigger
nego što je on.
Than the devil.
Okay. Da je onaj
that, that the one
koji je u vama
that's in you,
njega već porazio.
Has already overcome him,
i njegovom milošću
and by his grace,
vi ste više nego jači.
You are more than a match for
Amen.
Amen.
To je prava pobjeda.
There's real overcoming.
Kada prepoznate.
When you recognize.
Spojimo ta dva prepoznavanja ovdje.
And if we put these two things together.
Dve stvari mi moramo prepoznati.
Two things we have to recognize.
Đavola u njegovim trikovima.
The devil in his tricks.
Ko je đavo? Vaša nevera, vaša depresija, vaši nemiri,
what's
vaše zle želje.
It's your depression, it's your if you're unrestful, you know, whatever.
Mnoga vaša takozvana duhovna pitanja.
Many times that's your so-called spiritual questions.
Znate ko je prvi postavio duhovno pitanje?
Do you know who set the first spiritual question?
Đavo u Edenskom vrtu.
The devil in the Garden of Eden.
Da li ćete umreti?
Will you die?
Da li je Bog rekao da ćete umreti?
Did God really say you will die?
Dakle, mi moramo prepoznati njega u njegovim trikovima, a onda moramo prepoznati da je Bog koji je u nama njega već pobedio.
So we have to first recognize him in his tricks and then second we have to recognize that God in us is stronger than he is.
Zato mi obećajte jednu stvar.
That's and I would like to ask you to promise me.
Hoćete to da uradimo zajedno?
Let's do that together.
Šta god se dešavalo,
whatever happened,
Kakvi god pritisci bili,
under whatever pressures you were,
koliko god bili obeshrabreni u pojedinim danima,
no matter how much discouraged you were at certain times,
nemojte očajavati,
do not get in desperation,
i nikada,
and never,
nikada,
never,
nikada,
never,
nemojte reći da niste Boži sin,
say that you are God's son.
Jer kada to uradite,
because when you do that, that you are not.
Da nikada nemojte reći da niste Boži sin.
Yeah, never say you are not God of son.
Jer kada to uradite, vi ste poraženi.
Okay.
Jer kada to uradite,
when you do that,
vi ste poraženi.
You are defeated.
Zato što je đavo,
because the devil,
u pustinji
was in a pustinja. Desert, thank you.
Nasrnuo na Isusa Hrista.
And he was just going against Christ.
Samo sa jednim pitanjem.
With only one question.
Ako si sin Boži.
If you are the son of God.
Jedina sumnja koju on želeo da ubaci u njegovu dušu jeste da nije sin Boži.
The only doubt he wanted to throw into his soul was the doubt.
I zato idite sa ovoga kampa.
Son of God.
I zato kad odete sa ovoga kampa.
So when you leave this camp.
Kakve god borbe bile,
whatever might your battles be,
kakve god pritisci bili,
whatever might the pressures be,
neka temelj vaše vere bude,
let the basis of your faith be,
ja sam sin Boži,
I am son of God,
Sveti Duh je u meni,
I
on koji je u meni,
in me, and the one that's in me,
je već pobedio
te, has already overcome me.
Znate, to je tri rečenice.
There are three sentences.
Tri reči.
Three words actually.
Mesecima je depresija bila deo moj men.
For months depression was a part of my life.
Otišla je. Posle tri izgovorene reči.
And after three words being said, it just left me.
Ustao sam.
I just stood up.
Prepoznao sam da je to on.
I recognized that's him.
Prekinuo sam sa glupim poistovećivanjem sa đavolom.
I've just broke with this silly identification with the devil.
I raskinuo taj duhovni brak.
And I just broke this spiritual marriage.
Izgovorio sam ne.
I just said no.
Ja sam Boži sin.
I'm the son of God.
A pismo je reklo.
And the scripture says.
On mi je dao mir koji prevazilazi svaki razum.
He gave you peace that facet understanding, thank you.
Da, da, mir koji prevazilazi svaki razum. I pisano je također.
And it's also written.
Protivite se đavolu.
Go against the devil.
I on će pobeći od vas.
And he will flee from you.
Amen. Tri rečenice i kraj.
Three sentences and that's the end.
Kraj.
That's the end.
Amen.
To je pobeda.
Amen. That's victory.
Vi možete sa nečim godinama da se mučite.
You can go through certain things for years.
Možete reći ne mogu da se oslobodim ove navike.
You can say I have a habit I cannot you know just break off from.
Kao što jedan brat svedočio i rekao.
Like one brother that testified.
Uvek sam pušio u kolima i slušao poruke brata Braham.
I was always driving my car listening to the message of brother Branham and smoking.
Ali jednom je Sveti Duh došao i rekao mi.
But at a certain moment, the Spirit of God came and said.
Prosto je prepoznao to.
He just recognized that.
Uzeo je paklu cigareta.
He just took the pack of cigarettes.
Bacio kroz prozor.
Through the window.
Ja što je rekao?
And you know what he
said? Satan, ako ti se puši, ti puši.
He said, devil, if you want to smoke, you can just go ahead and smoke.
Ja sam sin Boži, ja to neću da radim.
I'm son of God.
I ja sam slobodan od
toga. I'm free from it.
Pobjeda, pobjeda. Pobjeda. Pesma, pobjeda, pobjeda.
Dobro. Dobro.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for victory. Amen.
Amen.
Hvala za pobedu. Hallelujah. Kako je divno biti zajedno. Amen. U pobedi.
It's how wonderful it is to be together in a victory.
Ne znam kako ljudi uopšte mogu razmišljati o tome da ostanu sami.
I cannot even understand how people think that they should stay alone.
Imati pobedu sam.
To be a winner alone.
I nikome ne reći o toj pobedi.
And nobody to tell about the victory.
Zadržati pobedu za sebe.
You know, just to keep the victory for yourself.
I ostaviti te jadne ljude da idu u crkve.
And leave this poor people to go to church.
Da se muče.
You know, to
to have a hard time,
to
struggling.
Have a hard time, yeah, yeah.
Da se muče u crkvama.
To struggle in churches.
A oni sami imaju pobjedu kući.
And they themselves has a victory in their homes.
Ne bi mogao tako, da?
I couldn't do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Nadam se da smo puno toga primili.
I hope that we received many things.
Vidjeli ste ono što Bog ima za vas.
And you can see what God has in store for you.
I Jeremija je rekao,
Jeremiah said,
proročki Sveti Duh kroz njega.
That was Holy Ghost through him.
Ja znam misli koje imam za vas.
I know the thoughts I have for you.
Da vam dam pošledak.
To give you
an end.
An end.
Kakav očekujete?
An expected. Expect, an expected end.
Amen. Mi očekujemo pobjedu. I Bog želi da nam da taj kraj.
And God wants to give us this awaited end.
Amen. I ne bih ništa više dodavao, samo eto završavamo tako.
I wouldn't want to add anything. Let's just
volio bi service. Da ta inspiracija ostane sa nama.
I would like that this inspiration would go with us.
Gde god da idemo,
wherever we go,
šta god da radimo,
whatever we do,
mi smo na putu pobede.
We are on the way of overcoming.
Sjetio sam se kada juče Brat John govorio.
I remember when Brother John said yesterday.
Kako se često mnogi sablažnjavaju.
How many people many times
sablažnjavati. They are stumbling, yeah.
Yes,
they are stumbling
I mean,
over
okay.
People. They are, znači, sablažnjavaju se na drugim ljudima u crkvi.
Yeah, so they are stumbling over people in church.
I kada je takav duh dolazio na mene,
and when this kind of a spirit wants to overcome me,
Sveti Duh je došao da mi kaže jednu stvar.
The Holy Spirit came and told me one thing.
Onaj koji se koji je na putu pobjede,
the one that is on the conquering way,
nikada se ne može saplesti na licemerima.
He never can stumble or stop on over the
ili ljudima koji nisu na svom u pravnom duhovnom stanju.
Or people that are not in a proper spiritual condition.
Zato što mi nismo na istom putu.
Because we are not on the same path.
I ako se saplićete o licemere,
and if you stumble over hypocrites,
to znači da ste na njihovom putu.
That means that you are on their path, on their way.
Tako da na putu pobjede nema saplitanja.
So, if we are on the way of victory, there's no stumbling.
Vidite napred.
You just go on.
Vi širite ugodan miris Hristov.
You are pleasant sour in God's nostrils.
I vi prosto činite ljude žednima za Bogom.
And you just get other people thirsty for God.
I to je ono što mi želimo.
And that's what
we want. Kao što je brat Claude rekao,
as brother Claude said,
ako neko ima neku drugu doktrinu,
if somebody has some other doctrine,
to nam ne smeta.
It doesn't bother us.
Mi idemo dalje. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Aleluja. Amen. Želim samo da kažem na kraju, znači,
at the end I would like to say,
volio bi da imamo zajedničku sliku, da svi siđemo dole.
I just would like to have a photograph of all of us.
Imamo malo strpljenja.
Let's go out and be patient a little bit.
Želim imati sliku pobednika.
We would like to have a picture.
Znate, oni koji su pobednici vole da se slikaju.
The overcomers just want to get a photo.
Želimo drugima pokazati.
And we want to show to everybody else.
Evo, ovo su pobednici koji su bili sa nama.
Now these are the overcomers that were with us.
Da vide i drugi na slici ko je sve bio sa
nama. So that the others can see who were the overcomers that
Amen.
Amen.
Poslije toga, naravno, mislim da imamo vremena, jel? Za slikanje, idemo na ručak u jedan.
Afterwards, so first we go to take a photo and then we have a lunch.
I onda, naravno, svako će ići svojim putem.
And then everyone will go his way.
Želim samo obaveštenje za moju crkvu.
I just would like to pass a message for my church.
Mi ćemo imati službe u nedjelju tek.
We will have the services on Sunday.
U četvrtak sutra nećemo imati službe.
Thursday evening.
Da. Da, znači neće imati službu četvrtak, da se svi odmorite, da uđete opet u ritam svakodnevnog života i onda u nedjelju se vidimo na službama, što ne znači da ne smemo da se viđamo i pre. Ne? A neka vas Bog blagoslovi. Ruku djese se. Jedni sa drugim.